Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, February 15, 2013. We're already over halfway through with February, aka Black History Month. I can't believe I haven't done anything to celebrate Black History Month. So at some point, I'm going to have to do that. I got about 2 weeks to go, so... By the way, is this a leap year, or was that last year? Is there February 29th this year, or was that, I think that was last year. It doesn't matter. Oh, good times. It's been a long, long week for myself. Hectic day today. I just got in. Wasn't planning to do a show, but Crappy Airbags tweeted me, and I knew I could get home in time to fire up the show. So I'm hoping Crappy Airbags will call in, because that's my home skillet, and he hasn't called in forever. So if you guys are on the Twitter, please tweet Crappy Airbags. Tell him the show is on. Tell him to get his ass over here and call in. Okay? And, looks like we already have a Tiny Chat up and running. I never go into those Tiny Chats, especially the ones that are... Especially the Tiny Chats that go on simultaneously with my show. Because I know what you guys do in there. You do, like... You do this... Okay, Floss is already getting 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling, Floss. I know what you guys do in there. You scheme up your little plans on how you're going to troll me. You talk about how boring and stupid my show is. I know what goes on in there. That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Just don't spam my chat with it too much. Russell League Radio says, we love you, Vince. We actually like you, Vince. If we didn't, we wouldn't bother you. Okay. I believe you. Thank you for bothering me, therefore liking me and loving me. I love you guys, too. And I'd be sad if you guys stopped bothering me. Because it's fun when you guys bother me. And I don't know why Russell League gets such a bad rap. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I saw a tweet today from Meeps saying that there's a bounty on her head from She Whose Name We Shall Not Say. What is that all about? Okay, you know, at first I thought Sue Basco was, or sorry, I'm sorry. Fuck it. You know, I'm just going to say her name now because I don't care. At first I thought she was just, you know, a little wacky, a little zany. But serious, you know, like I thought she seriously, was trying to take down the Russell League, expose them, whatever, get them to stop trolling her. But now I'm starting to think that she's in on the whole thing. She obviously wants this to come upon her because I've seen screenshots of her tweets. I've seen people have shown me blog posts. You know, she comes up with her terrorist of the week or troll of the week. Today it was Meeps. She put a bounty on Meeps' head. Can you believe that? Like, this is what it's come to. A grown woman who is an attorney at law, allegedly, is spending her time on the internet writing up blogs about internet trolls and how she wants to put and how she's putting bounties on their heads. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to try to dig up this. If somebody can possibly help me out, and if somebody can find that tweet or the link to the blog post or whatever for the bounty on Meeps, I'd love to see it and read it on the air. It's there's Meeps. Yeah, Meeps. Cool. Yeah, I want to read that on the air. Like, it's fucking comedy. Yeah, so we're definitely going to cover that. I think I have Neil Rauhauser waiting in the wings. I'm sure he's got something interesting to talk about. I also believe I have a non-sicko back with me tonight. And if I'm not mistaken, I also see a little owl waiting in the wings as well. And of course, I Has Candy is lurking as always. So I'm going to get settled in here, untangle all my wires. Like, you don't even want to know. It's like Paschetti all over here with all these microphone wires and headphone. They're all tangled up. And I'm going to shotgun my coffee, screen some calls, and come back and make sweet love to each and every one of you live on the air right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Vince in the Bay, and it's Free Ball Friday. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama. Loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Never. get to bury. But it's dilemma.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What I gotta say. Stop taking in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop taking in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press
play. Hear what I gotta say.
Stop taking in the Bay.
That's right. Stop hating in the Bay, everybody. Do like Salate say. It's Vince in the Bay here. Very excited to have you all here. Join me. Speaking of the Bay, I got was called a derp today by a particular individual on Twitter. I was not appreciative of that. I did not appreciate that. The PayPal 14. These kids that allegedly conspired to DDoS the PayPal site in December of 2010. Well, apparently they are having some sort of meeting on the 1st of March. And it's going to be taking place in San Francisco, and I believe it's happening at the federal courthouse in San Francisco. I don't know if this is an actual hearing or if it's a... It sounds to me like some sort of plea bargaining meeting or something. But whatever. People keep tweeting that it's happening in San Francisco. And meanwhile, this whole trial has, well, not the trial, but all, they haven't even gone to trial, but all the preliminary court appearances have happened at the Federal District Court in San Jose. And I thought that people were doing what so many people do. And just, even if something's in San Jose, they'll say it's in San Francisco. Like, people out there that have never been to the Bay Area or don't understand the geography of the Bay Area, they sometimes think that San Jose is in San Francisco, Oakland is in San Francisco, like these are boroughs or something. No. I can't tell you how many concerts I've been to in the Bay Area where the artist will be on stage saying, "It's great to be here, San Francisco. Let me hear you, San Francisco." Dude, we're in Mountain View. We're at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View. This is not San Francisco, bro. "It's great to be here in San Francisco. Let's hear you, San Francisco." Actually, we're in Berkeley. We're not in San Francisco. We're in Berkeley. It happens all the fucking time. And so I thought this was another instance of that, where, hey, there's a trial in San Francisco. It's in San Jose. Right, San Francisco. No, San Jose. It's a completely different city. It's 40 miles south. Right, San Francisco. But apparently this is happening in San Francisco. Okay? And that was clarified by several individuals, one being Mercedes, who gave me a very informative and Civilized response, saying that they had changed the venue for this particular thing. But no, other people had to say, no, derp. I got called derp. You know what? If I see the person, because I'm going to be there, okay? I'll be there on the first. And I'm not anonymous, but I do remember shit, okay? And I don't forgive either. Unless you have really nice breasts. And I don't think this dude has breasts. Or nice ones, at least. So, I'm hoping that he's going to call me a derp to my face. And then we'll see what happens. Okay, so the soccer awards, everybody. I love this. I hope she whose name we shall not say continues to do this soccer award thing. Like, at least on a weekly basis, if not daily basis. It really, and this could be a regular segment on my show. So we're going to spotlight this week's Stalker Award recipient. It's not even this week. It's today. Today's Stalker. And if you want to know where I'm reading this from, it's from the stalkerawards.blogspot.ca. Today's Stalker Award goes to Meet Kitty Fuck. A disgustingly vile Twitter user using a fake name. What? That's not really her name? Meeps. Are you kidding me? That's not really your name? Wow. All right. So apparently the name has been, quote, doxed to a dental assistant in Surrey, British Columbia. Whether this is true or not is unknown. Wait a second. You just said that the name has been doxed. First of all, that sentence is retarded. I mean, this person can't even write in English. I mean, I can you imagine them writing in legalese? Okay, so apparently this person, Meep Kitty Fuck, was doxed, was outed. It was established that she is a dental assistant in British Columbia, but whether this is true or not is unknown. Okay, the user is someone whom Ms. Basco has never had any interaction, has no idea who it is, has no idea what these posts are about. The Meep Kitty Fuck account has been posted... has posted hundreds of vile, sickening, racist tweets at she whose name we shall not say, who is a lawyer. The person behind the account also appears to be responsible for various criminal acts against she whose name we shall not say, including threats, intimidation, stalking, harassment, defamation, posting personal information, and on and on. It is astounding to us. Okay, maybe she didn't write this. Us. Must be. She must have a ghostwriter or cohort. It is astounding to us that a cowardly abuser / defamer such as Meep Kitty Fuck is allowed by Twitter to hide behind a fake identity and lash out and harm the reputations of others. Twitter is doing wrong to continue to allow this. If a user is using the Twitter service for abusive purposes, they should be removed and or required to provide identification that will be given to the victims. Yeah, go ahead, just make up your own rules as you go. Yeah, you know what? How about this? You know what Twitter should also do? Give every user $5,000. What else? In the sick mind of Meep Kitty Fuck, there is a connection. Meep Kitty Fuck clearly imagines there is some sort of communication ongoing with she whose name we shall not say. But we assure you, there is none. She, whose name we shall not say, has absolutely no clue who this is. Wait a second. I thought you said it was a dental assistant in British Columbia. Oh, wait. Well, but that's whether that's true or not is unknown. That's right. I forgot. My bad. Okay, so she has no clue who this is, nor does she want any interaction with such a frightening, unhinged person. Oh, you know what a great way to do? A great way to go about keeping somebody from interacting with you, especially on the internet? You know what a great way to do that is, to stop that? Write a blog post and about that person, telling them, saying how disgusting an individual they are, and give them a stalker award. That should probably stop everything cold in its tracks. Good tactic. Where was I? Okay, she does not want any interaction with such a frightening, unhinged person. Oh, okay. All right. Note, this is an ongoing theme. The stalkers pretend there is some interaction, act as if they are responding to a question of statement, or that there is some participation by Miss She Whose Name We Shall Not Say in their vile nonsense. This sort of advanced trickery is what leads us to think Meep Kitty Fuck is a trained PSYOPs agent. Okay, let me get this straight. We have a trained PSYOPs agent who has... Now, I presume if you're a trained PSYOPs agent, you are working on some sort of COINTELPRO thing. You're working for the government, right? You're a Fed. CIA, FBI, NSA, whatever you are, you're working for the man. Now, why would PSYOP agents go after a entertainment lawyer and just harass her to the point of delirium? What's the angle there? I don't get it. I'm going to keep reading. Maybe I'll find out. Blah, 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 this trickery, blah, blah. PSYOP ops agents try to draw in their targets by sending provocative messages in the direction of their targets. Hey, maybe I'm a PSYOP agent. I send provocative messages in the direction of many targets. Oh my God. Maybe I'm a Fed and I don't even know it. Okay, continuing. The same method is used by skilled constant stalkers. Wait. This stalker is using a method that is also used by skilled constant stalkers? How does she know that Meep Kitty Fucked isn't an actual skilled constant stalker? Oh, next sentence says Meep Kitty Fuck is definitely a skilled constant stalker, but is it also a PSYOPs operative? I'm reading this word for word, people. I'm not, obviously I'm putting in my little 2 cents worth, my running commentary, but is it also a PSYOPs operative? We think yes. What do you think? Several things seem certain. Either Meep Kitty Fuck is a direly mentally ill, deranged Twitter user. Takes one to know one. Or is a likely government agent of some sort assigned to stir up trouble online. Right.
This is straight from the Pentagon. We are concerned about certain individuals participating online. I would like to commission some COINTELPRO agents to go and disrupt the internet. Just disrupt the internet, okay? Make it unstable.
fuck, dude, where am I? Okay, she's likely a government agent. Why else would this Twitter user take such an interest in a lawyer with whom there has never been any contact, with whom there is no connection whatsoever? Normal people don't act like this, don't post vile attacks against strangers, and don't spend huge amounts of time over months doing so. Read the words, quote, you dumb, you fucking dumb Jew cunt. Another quote, daft, retarded piece of idiot filth. What on earth kind of person posts something so obscene at a total stranger with whom there is no connection, no interaction, no catalyst? My God, has this woman ever followed like the TCOT hashtag? Has she ever gotten engaged in any political flame wars on Twitter? Like, there's a lot worse shit going on than this. Okay, never mind. Continuing. What on earth kind of person posts something so obscene that at a total stranger with whom there's no connection, no interaction, no catalyst? That's called Twitter. And particularly posting such words at a lawyer. You can... Apparently it's okay to fling obscenities at folks, just not lawyers. And the hate against women using the word cunt. This makes it unlikely this user is a female, as has been speculated. And using Jew as a pejorative, this shows uncontrolled racist hate. From these things, it is obvious that meat kitty fuck hates intelligent people, hates women, and hates Jews. Why? Is this a real hate-filled person, or is this a person using hate as a way to stir up trouble or provoke a reaction? The latter seems more likely to us here. We think Meep Kitty Fuck is paid to harass people online, commit crimes against them, and stir up trouble. Obviously, no normal person would post such things for any reason but posting them to an utter stranger. That raises questions. It looks as if the Meep Kitty Fuck user is spying on citizens online, trying to draw Miss She Whose Name We Shall Not Say into some kind of confrontation by posting vile attacks at her. And this is not the only time Meep Kitty Fuck has done this, but one of hundreds. Is this a random violent mental case, or a COINTELPRO agent, or some other type of online paid harasser? What's your take on it? If anyone has any info on who Meep Kitty Fuck is, please email us. Your info will be kept confidential. Where's the email? I'm going to have to email. Okay, yeah. I'll email her. Yeah, I'm going to tell her everything I know about this Meep Kitty Fuck dude. Obviously not a chick. I mean, because this Meep Kitty Fuck person hates intelligent people, hates women, hates Jews. So it's pretty much a slam dunk. That's a dude. And never mind the fact that Meep Kitty was on my show last week with a female voice, but obviously voice changer. Hello. Okay, people want to talk. I got a lot of folks on the line. I apologize, people, but I had to get into this, delve into this Meep Kitty Fuck nonsense. Now somebody told me there was a bounty on her head. This I don't recall. I didn't see anything in here about a bounty on Meep's head. And if there is a bounty on her head, I want to know how much it is. Okay. Oh, at the very bottom. I don't see anything at the bottom. It just says email us. It powered by Blogger. She's still got a fucking MySpace. Stalker Awards. Forsaken got a Stalker Award, it looks like. Congratulations, Forsaken. You're a Stalker Award. You're a Stalker, too. Yeah, I'm still not seeing the bounty. Oh, Lauren Becker has been a Stalker. My God, I really have to pay closer attention to this blog, because not only is Meep Kitty Fuck a Stalker Award winner, but also Forsaken and Lauren Becker. Oh, and Jihad, a.k.a. Tom Ryan. Yeah. Oh, man. I could do a whole show on these posts. This is great. I'm gonna have a lot of entertainment once I finish the show. I'm going to read all this stuff. It's great. Okay, X You Out is saying learn how to radio. What are you talking about? Learn how to radio. This is my show, dude. I take calls. I'm sorry if I don't put you on the second you want to be on. Try calling a terrestrial radio station. See how that works out for you. See how real radio treats you. You'll be on hold for 2 hours, and they probably won't get to your call. And if they do, you get about 30 seconds to say something. All right? You want real radio? Do you want real radio? Do you want real radio? Yeah, you better be sorry, X You Out. You're not getting Danny. You're getting the callers in the order in which they phoned in, okay? And the first person to call in was Sicko, and the second person to call in was Owl. So I'm going to bring on Sicko. Hi, Sicko. How are you?
I'm doing good, bro. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, you told me that you saw where the bounty was for Meep Kitty Fuck. Can you help me out with that?
It doesn't have a price. It just says if you have more information on Meep to email me at blah, 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 blah.
Is there – I'm going to email her. I'm wondering if there's some sort of reward. And is she wanted dead or alive? I mean, he. Sorry, he. Is he wanted dead or alive?
I'm assuming dead or alive. I'm
okay.
Pretty sure that,
because, you know, the LAPD pulled a fast one with their reward. They
right.
offered a $1 million reward for information that would lead to the – capture and arrest of Christopher Dorner, knowing full well that he was not going to come alive. He was going to either go out in a blaze of glory or kill himself, which he did. And so now, like the couple that he broke into their house and stole their car, they're saying, hey, you know, where's our reward? And the LAPD is saying, sorry, ma'am, did you read the fine print? It's another example of how douchey the fucking LAPD is.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me to personify the evils of our police department, LAPD and NYPD would probably be two of the worst. I mean, obviously, there are cities like Flint, but the police departments aren't as big, you know, so it's
dude.
Like that.
Yeah, Flint's bad. They're bad, you know, there's bad apples everywhere. And the sad thing is there are good cops out there, But unfortunately, they get overshadowed by these corrupt cops who get caught doing fucked up shit. And also, a lot of the good altruistic cops that get into it for the right reasons, a lot of them retire early or leave the force early because they're so sickened by the blatant corruption and you know, just bullshit.
Well, you know, because I support, you know, FTP marches and stuff like that, I catch a lot of flack for it. Mind you, when I say fuck the police, I'm not saying fuck every single, you know, individual police officer. I'm more saying fuck, you know, what the police forces represent. But also, you know, I catch flack for not giving shout outs to these other cops and, you know, the good cops who may be out there or whatever. Well, you don't get to be considered a good guy cop if you see all of these bad things going down and you don't say anything about it. You just go about your way and retire early. You know what I mean? You don't get to be a hero then. You know, if a bad person, you know, Hitler was an evil person. But what made Hitler even worse is the fact that so many countries sat by and said nothing while he did what he did. You know, that's to me, seeing an evil act perpetrated and not doing something about it is so much worse than actually, you know, committing the act.
Yeah, and you know, Chris Dorner was trying to do that, but unfortunately, he was not in a very mentally stable condition, and he was not thinking straight, and he made some very bad mistakes. First of all, you know, I can't justify him killing innocent cops for that matter. I mean, cops that had nothing to do with his case.
Yep.
Or anything. He just rolled up on some cops at a stop sign and just opened fire on them just because.
My whole mind went blank because somebody tweeted me something. My bad. Yeah, he would have been a lot more sympathetic. You know, I would have had a lot more interest in what he had to say if his only targets were people, you know, he could expose and shit like that. Like, once you kill an innocent woman, you know, once you kill cops that you can't prove have done anything wrong, you know, then you're no better than what you say you're fighting.
Exactly. And the thing is, he is a product of the LAPD. They helped create him. It did, you know, obviously his mental state put him over the top, but that is the way these people think. They are out for revenge. Just like he was out for revenge against the people who wronged him. The LAPD were out for revenge for him taking out other people. They don't care about justice. They don't care about due process. They don't give a shit about any of that stuff. They just want to fuck shit up. And there's so many people out there that join the police, that join the armed forces, because, first of all, they have zero, most of them have zero job prospects to begin with. You know, they pretty much, you know, are live in middle America in the Rust Belt or wherever, where there's zero jobs, you know, zero potential for any future. So they join the army. So they're bitter, pissed off people. Most of them white. Most people, you know, are just middle American rednecks who are, you know, know nothing better than to fuck around and kick ass, get drunk. Try to get laid. If that doesn't happen, then kick ass. And
I come from the inner city, and that you mentioned the military. The military is pretty much the only way. You know, most of the kids where I come from are going to get a college education. You know, that's kind of what they use to lure these kids in, and they're so impressionable, and they're. It's their only way out from, you know, trust me, many kids, you know, I was supposed to go into the Navy, you know, I was 2 weeks away from being shipped out to RTC before some stuff happened that, you know, medical reasons that I wasn't able to go. But that was the only way I was going to be able to afford college. You know, that was the only way, you know, most of these people can afford college. And then they get in there and they're so malleable, you know. The Army can actually go in now legally and recruit juniors in high school but before they're even seniors now, you know. So it's like these kids are so malleable and they're so impressionable.
Yeah.
That they go in and they're fed all this propaganda, and regardless on how you feel about supporting the troops or everything, you cannot lie that these troops are fed so much propaganda that by the time they come out, they're not even thinking for themselves, you know. I have a brother who did two tours, and when he was done, by the time he was done, he was such a the things he thought about were just so different. You know, he used to question everything, and now it's like he's told something and he accepts it at face value, and you know he doesn't question what anybody says anymore. You know, he believes what politicians tell him now, and this guy helped. You know, he helped build the rebelliousness in me. So I mean, it's horrible. I hate it. I really do hate it.
Okay, let's bring on another caller, shall we?
Sure.
One thing I wanted to add before I bring on Owl is, you know, kids, if you're listening and you feel like you have no other recourse than to join the armed services, we just discovered tonight that there might be another avenue for you to explore. It has been revealed that the government has a COINTEL program where they actually pay folks to troll on the internet. That's right. She, whose name we shall not say, has exposed a major federal COINTEL pro operation in which online individuals go online and bully folks and just generally disrupt regular activity on the internet, and you can get paid for it. I believe Meep Kitty Fuck is in the chat room. You can also thank you, Gonzo. Thank you, Floss. 2 minutes for scrolling. So yeah, another way you might want to think about escaping you know, your position in life, get a leg up. Try trolling. If you get good enough at it, the feds will come knocking. They'll find you. Trust me. When they see talent, they'll grab it, and you too can be put on the payroll for trolling. Yeah. So I'm going to bring in another caller. We've got a lot of people waiting patiently, and I will get to you all. Please be patient. But I am now going to bring on our good friend Owl. What's up, Owl?
What?
Owl?
Yes.
Hi, Owl. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Owl, did you know I'm getting...
What?
Did you know I'm getting married?
What?
I'm getting married.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're
you?
Not. No, you're not.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I am.
You're a fucking liar, because I fucked your wife.
Did you? Really? Did you guys videotape it?
Yes.
Oh my God. Can you send me the tape? I swear to God, I won't share it.
Yes, it's a video of an owl fucking a lady, and at the end when I put it in her mouth, she gags and then she pukes rainbow, and I think it's on Pornhub or YouPorn.
Oh, I've seen that one. That's you.
Yeah.
That's
you. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was pretty hot.
Stop banning Floss, okay? Okay, he's nice. He's
okay,
nice
first of all, it's not
no,
banned.
No, wait. Okay, no. Hi, Floss. What's up?
He can't say hi back.
Well, I said hi anyway, so there. Everyone was home, I said hi. No, also, What was I going to say? Yeah, see, they told him I said hi, so there. I don't know what... Everyone's telling me what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Oh.
Don't listen to everybody. Just say what's in your heart.
I don't know what to do. Pedal lolly.
I'm sorry. I don't speak Korean. What was that?
We're still my best friends, right?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't we be?
Okay, I have a message.
What?
You're a pedo lolly. Loplo.
I'm a pedo what?
I don't know. Danny's drooling right now. I don't know what to do.
Are you in that goddamn tiny chat right now?
No. No.
Are you lying?
No. No.
I advise you to get out of that tiny chat right now. Is Meep Kitty Fucks in there right now? You could
no,
be recording with
know,
a psyops.
I'm working for the government to control the internet.
Oh, you're getting paid too?
Yeah. I don't know if she's my sister. She who
really,
shall not be named. She who shall not be named. I was tweeting her earlier, and I just tweeted a really cute thing. It said, Subasco put Sharpie in her butthole. Retweet if you cried.
I need to get into this COINTEL trolling business because I've been looking for a way to supplement my income, and this sounds like it could be right up my alley. I think, don't you think I could be a good troll?
No.
I'm not a goddamn pedo, okay? First of all,
No.
You know what? I like the fact that you people are accusing me of being a pedo. That
you
means
people,
you can,
I know, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the chat room. I'm talking to all the black people in my chat room. Why is that racist?
It's racist.
Is it racist because I'm leaving out all the other races?
No, you.
I'm not racist. Oh, you know what? I am racist when it comes to porn. I'll admit that. I for some reason
I know what you like. You like owl videos, don't you?
Well, I love owl porn, of course. Like I told you, I saw your video. But I just can't, you know, I like girl, I like girl solo, I like girl on guy. And I don't mind if it's a Latina girl or a black girl or a white girl, Russian, it don't matter. The only thing is, when it's a guy-girl scene, I just can't get into it when it's a black dude. It's just that, I just can't do it. I cannot watch porn. Like, if it's a black
chick,
no problem with black chicks in porn, or in real life, for that matter.
You need, I need you to do me a favor. You really need to put Danny on because he's drooling and he's putting his fist in his mouth and something's going to happen right now.
Oh, perfect. I'll keep on.
You really need to put him on because he spilled beer on his shirt earlier and now so something's going to happen. You really need to put him on.
All right.
He's dying right now. Right. He's dying of a disease.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We'll put him on. Let me see if this is him. Danny, is that you? Danny?
He's talking on his phone, but I don't think he's on.
No, let's see if
I see him talking. He's talking right now. I see him talking, but he's not.
Danny, are you there?
Nope.
Not Danny. Okay.
No.
Danny's not here. Sorry.
Danny, press one. What are you doing? Yeah. Why?
Danny.
Wait, is Sicko still there?
Yep.
No, he left. He's
Sicko.
Scared of you.
Sicko.
What?
I fucked your wife.
No, you didn't. You wish.
Yeah, I did. You can ask.
Yeah, she said it a few times.
I deflowered her.
Didn't happen.
I deflowered her.
I didn't. hey, look, X you out. I did not done goofed. I did not done goofed. All right. Don't try to intimidate me with your.
Also, with your, someone.
Can
was
I get a word?
I.
Oh my God, girl, can I get a word?
No, you can't. Okay, I can't remember. I can't remember the message.
Go ahead. You know what? You know what? Just take over. It's the Owl and Sicko Show. I'm gonna go ahead.
Don't be a bitch.
Oh, suddenly she can't say anything. Suddenly she doesn't say anything. Like when I'm talking, all she can do is interrupt me. But once I shut up and give her the floor, she says nothing.
It's awkward. I don't know what to do when it's quiet. Oh, it's one IOG is jealous of, or one I whatever his name is. He's jelly and a douche. And he's jealous of Floss's accent.
Oh, I see Geist in the chat room. Hey, Geist.
Geist is in the chat room?
Yeah. Hey, Geist, I apologize. I didn't realize I had you blocked still. I think I blocked you a long time ago just for fun because some brony shit.
Someone's cat is stuck in a couch.
And I forgot to unblock you, dude. My bad. Wow, Spyco is...
Dude, let Danny in. Let Danny in. He's about to hang up, yo.
Oh, good.
Let him in. No, shut up. Danny. Let him in.
All right, I'm going to unmute you, Danny. This better be you. Danny, are you on the air? Danny, is that you?
That's not Danny.
That's not Danny. Okay. You know what?
I've been talking, but...
Let me go in the... I'm going to go in the screening room and screen these people. Hang on.
Okay.
Oh. So Vince went in the green room? That means
what?
We get his show for ourselves? Nice. What do you want to talk about, Al?
Wait, who is this?
The Sicko.
Hello,
Sicko. Hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's you?
Getting married.
Yeah, are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm so happy, dude. I cried.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it too.
I was kind of upset though, because that was like the one time I wasn't on Twitter, like scrolling, like just nonstop trying to see new news and stuff. Like, and then Caesar texted me and he's like, "Yo, Sicko proposed to Ma," and I was like, "Oh my God, I missed it!" And I was all upset. And then I saw it and I was like, "Oh yeah!" And I was all happy. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I was typing. My bad. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, it's okay. No, I was just happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it, too. When's
the wedding going to be?
We haven't decided yet. We still have to plan a bunch of stuff. We have, you know, we just got engaged yesterday, so we haven't really talked about what exact date we're going to have it.
Oh, it's so cute. You get to call her your fiancé. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I think I'm making Vince mad.
I wonder if Hammy's mad yet. He's probably jealous.
Why?
Okay, you guys are trolling because Danny is not on the phone line.
I swear to God he was. Dude, he was
He's
waiting
not.
For you.
He's
like,
not.
I was looking. Listen to me, best friend. I was looking at him. I was watching him. He's been sitting there with
terrible
his phone
radio.
To his face.
This is horrible radio. Trying to locate a listener live on air. This is terrible.
No, he's been sitting there with his phone to his face for, like, the past, like, 20 minutes. And they're like, oh, Owl, you're going to go on first because he likes you better, and then we'll put what's-his-face on. And I was like, okay.
Because I like you better? No, I put you on.
I don't
on,
know.
I put you on because you called in second after Sicko. I
no, it's
honestly,
because I have boobs.
Well, and you have boobs. But, That certainly doesn't hurt, but I swear to God, I went through, even people that didn't have their hands raised, I tried, and there was one caller with a blocked number with his hand raised that just wouldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I'll try him again. Let's see if this is him. Caller, you're unmuted. Who is this? Caller? Can you guys ask Danny if he's self-muted?
Maybe that's him.
I think it's him, and I think he's muted on his end.
Okay, let me go in and ask him right now. Hold on.
See, you are in the tiny chat.
No, I just went in there right now. You can ask anybody. I just got here. Try unmute.
Hey, what's up? This is the Bay. Can you hear me now?
I told you.
Oh, what's up, you lowly pedo fucker?
Okay, you're going to go on timeout for that. Timeout, 2 minutes, Dan Italian, for calling me a pedo. You know, I went out of my way to disrupt my show to try to locate him. I had him isolated several times asking for him, and he was muted on his own end. So he's getting 2 minutes. And in the meantime, I have somebody that wants to come on and talk about this Stalker Awards.
Wait, I want to get one too.
Oh. Seriously, dude, all you have to do is be patient. Be patient. She's going to get to you. I have a feeling.
I've been sitting here all day. You should have seen the tweets I've been shooting at her. Pretty hardcore stuff, yo. I also made a jam with her Jugold, so it'll probably...
We also have, you know, is Plus One around? Is she here?
She's
in the chat room. Yes. Plus One, if you can hear us, if you see, during the course of the program, if you see any brilliant tweetage coming from she whose name we shall not say, don't hesitate to share it with us in the chat room.
Yeah, I want to see what it says.
All right, I'm going to bring on Defuck now. Defuck wants to come on and talk about the Stalker Awards. What's up, Defuck?
What's up, man?
Hi. Hi.
Fucking, I do not get why this bitch would not just go the fuck away. Because she's been around for months, and I've literally watched Russell League just poke her in the pooper over and over and over again. And I swear to God, she's so fucking masochistic. I think she loves this shit. I really honestly believe she just wants to be bent the fuck over by Schmoop and Danny and everyone else in Russell League and just rode hard and raw. And for her to go after Meeps is like the dumbest shit in the fucking world. And for her to, oh God, I don't know. Like, I can't stand certain levels of fucking retardation, and this bitch takes the goddamn cake. There's only like two or three other fucking people who I have ever seen pop on Twitter that could possibly rival that stupid bitch. And
is it me?
No.
Obviously.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Now I'm...
Oh, you don't have to quantify that. What were you going to say, Sicko?
Nothing. I said Al was pretty close.
Hey, what'd I do, man?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. This is... I don't know whether...
Why are you upset?
I'm not upset. I just...
Don't.
Hey.
Sugar cube.
Yeah,
it'll be okay.
Go ahead, Defuck. All right, you know what? That's it. Hang on, Defuck. Hang on.
No, right.
Yes. Time out, Owly. Time out. 2 minutes for interrupting everybody. Go ahead, Defuck.
It's like a female Spyco, I swear to God. All right, no, like, apparently I Has Candy is listening in, so I just wanted to say hi, Mr. Candy. How are you doing? You want to tweet things and whatnot, but don't want to chat in the chat room or... call in and, you know, not do beep, beep, beep and fucking shit. So, yeah, you're right up there with she who will not be named or whatever. Fucking Steven Jugold and shit. That's what you're doing. Anyway, yeah, no, Vince, like, this... I've read all of the Stalker Awards, and I think that she who shall not be named has a massive fucking hard-on for Forsaken. So, yeah. I mean, like, almost all of those are about him. And I don't even know how Becker's in this shit, but she got a fucking award. And I think someone named Porno Puppy did, or I don't know. Fucking it's stupid.
The Porno Puppy one's hilarious, because, like, Porno Puppy's an anon who has nothing to do, like, doesn't talk to Russell League, you know what I mean? Doesn't hang out with Russell
yeah.
League, doesn't know Russell League. Like, they just exist. So that was really funny. I know how Becker got started, because Becker, when all this shit went down, she was kind of involved in all of that. But I mean, honestly, I'm surprised. Like, you're right. She has to have a crush on Saiken, because she's given him 3 awards and she hasn't given Asshurt 1.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Or Schmoop? I didn't see one for Schmoop.
Right, I didn't even think about that. How has Schmoop not gotten one, but Saiken's gotten
4? What the fuck? Yeah, Saiken's gotten 3, fucking Meeps gets 1, but Schmoop and Asshurt fucking 0. Like, what? How's that even fucking possible? See, I think she's just scared. I think she's scared of fucking Schmoop and Mac. I think that's what that is. She just doesn't want to fucking call him out, so... Yeah. Ridiculous shit.
I mean, it's like I was saying, there, about a month ago, I was like, man, this shit's getting old, you know, it's getting tired, but she just keeps bringing it on upon herself. She would have shut up. Nobody would be talking about her right now, except for as a, you know, some lol from, you know, months ago. But she keeps running her fucking mouth.
It's like she spawned these little Twitter babies that are rivaling for her fucking spot as dumbass of the century. Because in the past week or 2 weeks, I've seen more fucking people, like, just spit things that I need dictionaries for. And not like Webster's dictionary. No. I'm talking like fucking 4-year-old Down syndrome kid dictionaries. And that's nothing against Down syndrome kids, don't get me wrong. But... fucking A, dude. If I need an interpreter for stupid to read people's timelines, they don't need the internet at all. They need to fucking close their little laptops or turn off their power button and then bash their fucking computers with a sledgehammer. Because they don't need to spread this sort of stupid around. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, I had to have Geist fucking decipher some random ass leet speak fail fucking shit today, and it was just bad. It was real bad.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Hi, Crappy Airbags. I want to go ahead and say hi to you since you're in the chat. Saying
oh, what's
he
up?
Very bad. Yep, and there's Gonzo and. Because I don't think fucking Vince did a roll call, did he?
No.
Floss, you were very gay. Very gay and very black and very niggery and very, yeah. Hi, Crappy. I love you, too. Smooches and shit. Yeah, who else? Chef Bonardee, Knack Knack. I'll just go down the line since you didn't
do
a
ahead.
Fucking
go
roll call.
It,
yeah,
for
all right. Yeah.
Hammurabi's not here, so you can take over, do the roll call. Let me get the roll call.
Fucking, no. Don't even bring up that name. But yeah, all right, there's Anon Blue, Anon Sicko, who's already on the line, Chef Bonardee, Crappy Airbags, the fuck, Domella, I guess is how you say it, whatever.
Yeah, Domella.
All right on. And then there's Floss, DNAA.
Who I'm going to put on timeout again. 2 minutes.
Why the fuck are you putting him on? Oh.
Alright,
I'm going to finish roll call and then I'm going to fucking...
for being Floss.
Oh, that's so fucked up, you fucking bastard. Alright, Gonzo.
Preemptive. It's preemptive. I know he's going to scroll eventually.
Yeah, well, yeah, he probably deserve it. I don't know. Then there's Meeps. Melissa 13. Neil Rauhauser, oh my fucking god, how did I fucking miss you being here? Hi, Neil.
Yeah.
If you're the real Neil, please, like, just fucking tweet out you love big nigger cocks. That would be a sufficient fucking authorization. Knick-knack. Niggers in Paris.
I have a better way to authorize.
Oh, yeah?
I can put a thing with you right now.
Oh, the fuck yes.
You like that?
Sure.
All right, just and for authorizational purposes, then we have to get back to the roll call, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Neil, can you authorize that that's you in the chat room, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, yep, that's Neil. Hi, Mr. Rauhauser.
Hello.
All right, get off the fucking phone. I'm doing a roll call.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Then there's, yeah, we stopped at Niggers in Paris. I don't know why we stopped at Niggers in Paris. But, yeah, Niggers in Paris. What up, nigga? 40 ounce and shit. Don't blame me, dude. Blame Vince. One Eye OG. Are you really a One Eye OG? I doubt it. You fuck with Floss. I don't like you. Anyway, then there's Plus One.
Should I mute him? Should I mute him?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay,
mute
good.
One Eye OG. He hadn't talked in like 20 minutes, but sure,
yeah,
fuck it.
Might as well be muted.
Yeah, why not? And then there's Russell League Radio Live. What's up? What's up? And then there's your favorite fucking person, Vince. Spyko in the house. Holla at your boy. Yep. What up, nigga? Don't scroll. Nigga, he will fucking mute you. Don't do it. Don't.
He's not scrolling. That's just a really long, chat.
That's what's up. Okay. And then City of Flint popped in while I was doing this shit. And then Tales of Hair and Hairy Tales, some fucking random gay shit, whatever. Then Bert. What's up, Bert? And then X-U-Out. I think that's it. What's up, X? Yeah, it's fucking, what? Sue me. Meeps. Long roll call. It's a bunch of people in here. They're here to defend you in your honor.
And there's more people.
Fucking excellent. Yeah, let me scroll back up, and I don't even really give a shit about anyone else who's coming in. They weren't here. So, yeah. Okay, oh no, you're going to sue me, peeps? Why? Why are you going to sue me? See, if you're going
to
sue me...
Is Sue Basco even real? Come on.
No, dude, she can't be. She fucking... No,
there's no way that woman is real. Please.
She is registered.
I'm calling it right now. Sue Basco is a total fabrication. It is a psyop. It was created by Wrestle League. It has nothing to do with the federal government.
Oh, God, no.
With brilliant trolls with a lot of times on their hands to create a fake persona and sell it to the internet.
Dude, she's registered. She's registered with the Bar Association in California.
Possible. That's impossible. There's no way. Register me then. Sign me up. Are you kidding me?
Dude. Don't be the type of person that fucking, I tell the sky is blue and you go, no, nigger, it's fucking green with purple stripes. No, don't be like that.
I kind of am a devil's advocate, but.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, you know, the more lawyers I meet, the more I feel like I could very easily be a lawyer too if I wanted to.
Well, if you wanted to pull off a Basco, yeah, go. You really need to talk to Gonzo about getting his Tabasco pictures to you, because they are one of a fucking kind.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm intrigued.
Well, see, go ahead. Whoever was talking, I don't know.
Have
I told you about my Tabasco story that goes back before Wrestle League? It goes back to the
Anonymous. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Listen to this, bro. This is fucking classic, okay? When that Anonymous or Fox Security put that video out threatening to blow shit up for Guy Fawkes Day or whatever.
Yeah.
So Sue is like, oh, well, I'm going to go be e-detective and look into this. And at this time, nobody really knew how crazy she was. But I was still pretty cordial with her. So she sends me a DM to a Facebook, profile that's Fox Security. And it's the Fox Security Facebook page, and then she starts going through the followers on there, and it somehow, like the admin of the Fox Security page somehow leads her to some other Facebook page that is like, it looks like a spam, a phishing type thing, but this chick swore to God that Fox Security was running a prostitution ring. okay, swore up down that it was that it was a prostitution ring, that she had traced all these bots to abused and missing women. She was trying to contact like the FBI to like reverse, you know, because none of the pictures and stuff had any location data in it. So she's like trying to like talking about how she's going to contact the FBI and see if they can't maybe run like search through like missing people reports and stuff to find these chicks. She's like, well, if you look, some of them have dirty apartments, meaning that they're probably abused and they're probably there against their will and stuff like that. Oh, it was just fucking gold. And because the whole Fox security thing was kind of a big deal, you know what I mean? That, as an Anon, that shit pissed me off, you know, and most Anons I know that shit pissed us off, because that's not what we're about. So, I'm looking into this stuff to see if there are any connections that can be used, and there's really not. But, I mean, it was just hilarious. She was traced, like, apparently some of these spammers had, like, a phone number that were, like, they were posting, you know, links to other people's profiles and saying, hey, text this number to go out or whatever. And she was like, you know, trying to dox these numbers and just swore that this dude, that Fox Security was running a prostitution ring all over the country, like from New York to fucking San Francisco. It was the greatest, the loathiest shit I've ever known. It was hilarious. But I figured you guys would appreciate that.
Jesus, dude. Like, there are potatoes all over Twitter, but I think she's like the queen of them all. She has fashioned her crown straight out of tinfoil, and her motherfucking robes are just as glistening as her fucking crown is. So, I don't know, man. I can't stand that level of stupid.
Yeah,
it really,
I mean, I have no problem with people who just may not get things, you know, or may not have had access to certain kinds of information. But there's just something really wrong with her, and she needs some kinds of medication that she's obviously not getting. And she needs to do something about that paranoia.
Just a lot, yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, she's going to end up unheroing or something.
No. See, that's the thing, man. Fucking, she will not do anything like that to herself. Why? Because her existence lives and breathes off of fucking stupid internet drama. And if people aren't doing it themselves, she'll create it for them just so she can fucking jump in. But yeah.
I think that paranoia is going to catch up with her one day, and she's going to think that, you know, finally the FBI is out to get her or some shit like that. And she's going to end up jumping out the window of a hotel room or something to escape some fucking detail.
I don't know, man. I see her, like, fucking collecting different shaped rocks and putting them in fucking formations in her goddamn living room floor. So, I don't know. That's what I see her going off and doing. Either that or collecting a shit ton of snails. I don't know why. Just snails. Like, she's not even so bad she'd be a fucking crazy cat lady. No, this bitch would collect some weird fucking animal that just makes no sense whatsoever. So, why do I hear Epic Sax Guy?
That's because we're getting ready to go to a break here, kids.
Jesus. Okay.
I just got through screening over 9,000 callers.
Ronald Langford better be one
of
those.
Speaking of Epic, on deck, we got Ronald Langford, Floss, Elliot, and Tyrone.
Oh, Jesus, motherfucking Christ.
Yeah, shit's about to get real up in here, kids. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, now's the time. 347-826-7667.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibile a tutti senza allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran costo.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Alrighty, I'm back with Sicko and the Fuck, and we're about to, we've got a half hour, a little over half hour left to go, and it's going to be a Friday night free-for-all here on the Free Ball Friday. Tons of callers waiting to jump in, so it's going to get hot and heavy here in a second. I'm going to slowly expand the panel now. I want to welcome. Allie's still here.
Did you ever unmute her?
Yes. I apologize to her in the green room. She's mad at me though.
Uh oh.
But we're also joined now by Ronald Langford.
That's double agent Ronald Langford to you, Vince.
My bad.
All right. Well, anyway.
So, all Ronald right. Langford, are you worried? Are you worried at all? Now, I saw this bounty that's now on the head of Meep Kitty Fuck. Are you worried that there you might have a bounty on your head in the near future?
It's a possibility, but to be completely honest, I'm not worried about it, Vince.
I have a feeling you're going to be the troll of the day pretty soon. Sooner or later, you're going to be troll of the day.
I may be.
This is like being on Obama's kill list.
His secret kill list?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's worse, though. It's she whose name we shall not say.
That's like the second time I've fucking heard kill list today. I was talking to Ronald Langford earlier about a kill list. Some dude was tweeting that shit. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that fucking crazy guy.
Yeah. Fucking unreal.
Synchronicity. It's synchronicity, bro.
That's scary. Floss is hard. Just
Floss is hard.
That.
Floss
yeah.
is here. Floss, you're on with Ronald.
Oh, hey.
Allie, DaFuck, and Sicko.
Cool. I just wanted to ask you a ballpark question. I'm not looking for a specific figure or anything, but what would you say approximately is the amount of terabytes of underage images you have on your hard drive?
Is that Floss? Is that?
Yeah, you can tell it's Floss because you can't understand what he says.
I don't, unless... Dude, unless you whatever broke into my network and placed some there, no, there's none there.
Really?
Floss, hi.
So the answer is zero.
No, okay.
Pretty much. Yep, pretty much.
All right. Just
well,
to clear that up.
Question
out,
zero. No.
All right, next question. Next question.
All right, well, pretty much.
Okay, appreciate the call, Floss. Moving on. Tyrone, what's going on? You're on with... you're on with Sicko, DaFuck, Allie, and Ronald Langford. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what up, Vince and the Bay doll? What's going on, man? What's happening, bro?
Oh, you know, just it's Friday night, it's TGIF.
True that. Hey, Vince, I heard you was a fucking Lolita pedo, fucking pedophile Lolita fucker.
There's no truth to that.
I'm just saying, dog. I heard that. I heard that on the darknet, dog.
Oh, well, if it's on the darknet, it must be true, right?
I heard that in the Onion sphere, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
oh, it's on the Onion? Oh, yeah, it must be right. It must be true.
No, the Onion sphere. The Onion sphere of the darknet. You know the Onion sphere?
No, I have no idea.
Man, it's a bunch of people going around on the Onion sphere talking that shit about you, dog.
Am I big on the, am I big on the darknet?
Yeah, dog. Your username keep popping up on Lolita City. What's up with that, dog?
I'm trying to get distribution on the dark net. I want to get all avenues of publicity. I don't know what.
Dog, you go on tour. You go on the dark net. And you search hard candy. All you see is Vincent DeBay. You see Vincent DeBay hard candy. Vincent DeBay hard candy. Vincent DeBay Lolita City. Vincent DeBay Loli. Vincent DeBay hard candy. Vincent DeBay cheese pizza. It's like endless. It's all Vince DeBay goes along with it on Darknet, dog. I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, did you hear the segment I did on a show last week about 3D printers?
Yeah, yeah. What's up with that, man? What's up with what you doing with the 3D printer, dog?
Well, the entrepreneurial spirit in me decided that I would make personal molds, 3D molds of my erect cock.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And sell the 3D image file.
Yeah, that's what's up, dog.
$19.99.
I'll feel you on that, man. Make them 3D.
Yeah, all you have to do is just find somebody that has a 3D printer. And
yeah, dog, that's love. That's 3D printer, dog. That's love, dog. You know what I mean? Yeah, dog. Man, for real.
Are you eating chips? What are you eating, Tyrone?
I'm hungry, dog.
Are you high? Do you have a munchie?
I'm hungry, dog.
Why are you stuffing your fucking gullet?
What are you talking about, man? I ain't eating anything, y'all. What are you talking about? I'm hungry, y'all. I gotta eat food.
I totally apologize. Let's bring on more callers. Why not? We've got Elliot Smith in the house. What's up, Elliot?
Hey. So, there's been some hard chats today about you and your possible promiscuity with people of much younger age than you. I'm just, people are worried.
Okay. I don't know what sort of...
I'm just warning you.
I don't know why...
Not even trolling.
I'm employing these smear tactics. Just like low-grade smear tactics. You know, I get more creative shit from Goofy Bone, to be honest.
Dude, okay. I'm just being honest with you. My troll card is on the table. I'm not lying. I'm just saying people are talking and maybe you should be worried about it. I don't know. You don't know what these people on the internet are capable of, especially if it's true. Imagine if it's true. I'm not saying it's true, but I mean, imagine. Shit.
Shut up, Elliot.
Shit.
I don't know. Yeah.
Who is that? Oh, I know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
That is our good friend Defuck. Defuck's on the line. We got Defuck. We've got Anon Sicko. We got Ali. We got Ronald Langford, Tyrone, Elliot. And now I'm going to bring on a new caller, block number unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, Vince. What's up, baby?
Oh, Chocolate Thunder in the building. What's going on? It's crappy airbags, everybody.
Oh, damn.
I'm just trying to keep my chocolate dark. Hold on now. I got one for you. Give me one second.
I actually can't stand this guy, to be completely honest.
I shut the fuck up, asshole. I'm almost done. I'll get off the phone.
At least she's honest. I'm going to get fuck off the phone.
I love you, crappy.
No, I don't want to get off right away. I want to say hi to Owly because I love her and haven't talked to her in 2 years. Love you, Owly.
It's in the Bay.
Love you, too. Hi.
Hi.
Yay.
We're old friends and women come together. Vince
hey,
in the
Ben.
Bay. Video.
Ben.
It's Cyber Crime Sexy Radio.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
Cyber Sexy Crime Radio. Sorry, what?
Ben. Vince, I'm going to figure out how to DM you. How do I private message you something?
Twitter. That's the best way to DM me. If you're following me, I'll follow
I'm
you.
I'm not. I blocked you. I'll block you. Hold on.
Oh. Why'd you block me?
Because sometimes you bother me.
You don't have to block me. Just unfollow me.
Not good enough.
Oh,
that's not enough.
Requires a block.
Very, very dramatic. Wow.
I raged really? With the internet the other day. So.
But you're back now.
Well, it was like for 2 hours. I deleted like everything. I have a new screen name now. It was really good.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I couldn't find it. What's your new screen?
Yeah, I'm gonna add you right now. I don't want to put it out there. I'll
add you. Add me now.
Hey Vince, just as a word of advice, man, if like people are telling you that you're being accused of being a perverted pedo, you might not want to use your sexy voice when that conversation
yeah,
is going on. I mean, I heard it slip out a little bit, man. I'm just trying to look after you.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I appreciate it. So,
all right, good deal. Yeah.
Yeah, sentiment. Thank you.
No sexy talk at the moment. Just saying.
Who's talking sexy? What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, you have this like. All right, look, I'm not trying to say it to be offensive because I said I wasn't going to fucking troll your shit tonight, but you asked a question and I'm going to answer it honestly. Whenever you're talking to some of the ladies, you get this serial rapist voice.
You always get the serial rapist voice.
He gets the
sexy
voice.
You
have the sexy voice.
Fine. The next female caller that calls in, I'm just going to answer straight up, all right? I'm not going to try it. I'm going to try. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest, but.
Why won't you follow me on Facebook?
Yes, you do. It's like,
welcoming to ladies. You know, I get plenty of dudes that call in, so I'm always
great. No, wait. Can I explain?
I'm trying
next
to follow line. You, and you ain't following me back.
Can I explain?
I was following you, but then you blocked me, so obviously I'm not following you anymore.
I fucking unblocked you. I added you just now. Stop it. Stop
ladies,
it. So dramatic.
Okay, Vince, can I explain?
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
Okay, 347-826-7667, folks. Or you can hit
people
me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. We got a huge panel tonight.
Wait, no. I have something to say. It's really important.
Perfect. Go for it.
Okay, remember the other day when I told you that I was in love and I wanted everyone to know?
Uh-huh.
And then you said, well, if you decide to come out about it, you got to tell everybody on Vince in the Bay, like, exclusively
Ooh.
At first.
Ooh, really? Yeah, right.
So, like, I just want everybody to know that as of, I don't know how many days ago, Saken and I, Forsaken, that would be _FOF0SAKEN, are going steady.
No way! Awesome!
That's right, everybody. Surprise!
Market.
It's Forsaken.
Yay!
Good
happy time.
But I love you if you're listening. I love you.
You know that Forsaken is Twitter famous, right?
What does that mean?
He's famous, dog.
He was
famous.
Like, he
Forsaken
was like,
says, yo, I'm 20-40 ounce Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also he says you owe him 40 ounce, apparently.
Whatever.
I would.
What happened to Drunk Danny Dantalian? You never called in. Oh, shit.
Know.
We got a bunch of other callers. Fuck, we should take these calls. There's only 20 minutes left. Okay, unscreened caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hey.
Word up, dude. What do you think about these random, like, Muroy close calls?
Is that guy's real voice?
What
exactly.
The fuck?
Okay, the meteoroids, the meteoroids, whatever, however you say that. My take on it is that, thank God we have the Russians to protect our asses. We're fucking slouches, man.
Yeah. They're like bada 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 going after Russia because they're like,
who knows what that was, man?
An excessive resource. Like, I don't have a time finding resources in Russia.
It was a false flag. It was a simulation, and it's all a testing of a cross testing the HAARP system with missile defense.
Right on. That's your read.
Yeah,
you smoked yourself stupid, didn't you, kid?
No.
Jesus.
No. This is something people don't know about me. I'm actually I work part time with the New World Order.
Oh god damn it.
For sure.
Yeah. I was looking for a job, you know, it's a bad economy. And I kept joking about it, like, oh dude, is the Illuminati, you know, hiring? Sure enough. I go to a Bohemian Grove every year.
Yeah. It's a better resume than you. The Bohemian Grove were hiring, I'd be in there.
I can't understand what that dude's saying at fucking all.
Neither can I.
So,
Allie's trying to say something. Go ahead, Allie.
It was on my feed just
now.
Really,
that I'm not bad.
Okay.
Nigger, shut up. She was talking.
Go ahead, Allie, please.
Okay. It's okay. No, apparently the coroner said that Dorner died from one self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. That's what I'm reading right now.
Believable.
I don't know if anyone read that.
I totally believe that. And anybody who says who doubts it, that's the way he would have wanted it. Just reading his manifesto.
No, he's alive.
He was not going to give the LAPD the fucking pleasure of the satisfaction of shooting him down.
Yeah,
he took himself out. He was going to give them the satisfaction.
There's something to be said for that.
I think he's alive. No, he's actually staying at Snoop's house.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. That's wild, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. You learn something every day. I had no idea that I didn't even think about that connection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
347-826-7667 is the number. We got more calls to take. Let's see who this is. It's caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hey, it's me.
Hey. Who's that?
Plus one.
Hello. 2 plus 2. 3 plus 3. Who is this?
5.
Appreciate the call. 347-826-7 is the number. We have another call here. Go ahead. You've been patient. Who's this?
Hey, who's
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
It's Spyco.
Hey, it's Spyco. Yeah.
What's up, Spyco? You sound like you're in a good mood.
Oh, yeah.
It's like his sixth day a week.
Who
the fuck said that?
Are you eating right now, Spyco?
No, who just said, yes, I am, debug, hey. Who said it's been my sixth day up?
Don't forget to brush your teeth afterward, okay, man?
I'll brush before and after.
All right, right on.
No, who is that?
I don't know.
Take down your pants. Are you on the level?
Better than me.
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Vince.
Long ass boring clip.
Vince.
I want to know who that girl is, that female is.
That's Owlie.
No, it's not.
And she's an owl.
That sounded like Elliot.
Elliot rage quit. She took off.
She also closed out a tiny chat. So what a coincidence, Vince. Anyways, I haven't been up for 6 days.
Okay.
I got some good sleep last night, to be honest. Right now, I'm on some Vicodin.
Yeah, you need lots of rest to be
healthy. Right now, I'm on some Vicodin. I'm eating some popcorn. Shit. Man, what are you doing? I was on 4chan, dude, right? And they started talking about this I2P thing, right? So I hop on I2P, and like I connect to these websites, and they're talking about this dude named Vince from the Bay being a fucking lolly pedo. And I don't un-fucking stand, dude. Like, you're not a pedo, are you?
No, I'm not.
Because earlier I heard that on the Onion Sphere they were saying you're a pedo. And then somebody else said that you're a pedo in real life. Now I'm hearing on I2P that you're a pedo. That's a pedo in three different fucking locations, Vince.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a pedo.
Like, literally, it's being posted on I2P, on the Onion Sphere, and people are talking about it in real life. And I'm worried about you.
There's like, nothing to worry about, dude. I'm not a pedo.
Really? I mean, man, fucking, I'll pray for you. I'll fucking
please,
straight up pray
please,
for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the calls, as always, Spyko.
No,
347-826-7667 is the number. I got 12 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's like
12 minutes ago. And I'm going to bring on another call.
Marriage and blah, 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 blah.
Who the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. Just fucking retarded. See, this is what I was talking about earlier, man. Fucking the level of stupid.
This is the internet, though. This is what this is the hand I've dealt with.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
This is the hand I've dealt with every night. This is the best I can do. Work with play with what you can work with, what you have. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. That's so nice.
For sure.
Not that bad.
With Owie. She's here.
What?
I'm here.
What do you mean to me, man?
Vert says that, not going to lie, the older small shows were better. What the fuck?
My mom is better.
All right, this is dead air. That's great. He must be screening more calls or some other random shit. Who knows? Spyko is currently going off in the chat channel right now.
Why? What's he doing?
Complaining that he was disconnected from his call. Apparently, Vince of the Bay has hung up on Spyko.
Well, I'm trying to get through the callers here. I got more callers. Let's see who this is. I think this might be Nikki Smokes a Lot. What's up, Nikki?
What's up,
Flos? God.
Vince.
Allie, yes. Floss loves you.
He's a little bit boring.
Oh, I love you too, Flash.
Okay, everybody settle down. We're welcoming Nikki Smokes a Lot to the panel. Hello, Nikki. How are you doing, darling?
I'm very well tonight, Vince. How are you, you sexy motherfucker?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about right there, Vince.
What?
Nikki and Vince are in the makeup.
What did I say? I just said, hey, welcome to the show. I'm being kind of
funny. Let's bring Nikki Smokes a Lot on. What the fuck?
All right, hang on. Okay, you know what? I fucked that up. I'll try that again. Sorry, Nikki. I'm
all right,
Bring back on again. You're right, guys. You caught me. Okay, I'm going to try this again.
See?
All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to add a new panelist. This is another former Blog
Nikki.
Talk radio host, Nikki Smokes a Lot. What's up?
Dick a Lot.
Good morning. Vince, how long has it been since somebody told you how sexy your voice was?
I really hadn't thought about that. Not lately.
Very sexy.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's very, very great.
He's fighting it so fucking hard, too. God, you can hear him strain.
That's my intention.
Well, you know, we've just been kind of winging it here on the Friday show. It's winding down. It's been quite a roller coaster ride, but thankfully it's ending soon.
Free ball Friday.
Oh, yeah, and I'm free balling. I feel good. I'm, free balling.
I am, too.
It does feel good.
Okay,
the panties all week. Be able to walk around the apartment naked.
Oh, Nodis was quoting me saying, cybercrime sexy radio. It's cybercrime sexy time with Vince in the Bay.
See?
Did she just say her panties are crusty?
No, I don't even have panties on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Vince, by the way, Meeps is on the line with me.
Shit on Twitter.
Oh, sweet. What's up, Meeps? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just, you know, doing government spy jobs, stuff like that.
Hey, are you guys hiring? Are you guys hiring?
No, we're not at the moment. So.
Hey, Meeps.
Any internship opportunities?
Yes, but it'll cost you.
I would love to. I'd love to do an internship if it's possible with the PSYOPs.
Yeah, you do it.
Well, you have to send me a resume.
Okay, yeah, I'll get you my CV. No problem. My people will be in touch with your people.
Yeah, I've already been approved.
Yeah.
So,
and then
so
you have to send me some news.
How does it feel to be the what is it? The troll hater of the day, the stalker of the day?
Stalker award of the day.
Award of the day. I'm sorry, my bad.
It's great. I really like the bouncy on my head. It's a good time.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. I enjoyed reading. That was a good read.
It was. You should read the whole thing because it's really funny, actually.
She is brilliant. She is brilliant.
Meeps is smart, for sure.
She's so brilliant, she knows she's brilliant. She says it so much. I really wish we could get some sort of screen caps from Plus One, who is my connection with whatever she tweets. I had to learn secondhand through screenshots, which I thought were fake, but I think they were actually real, that she was tweeting at me. What an idiot. She blocked me, and then I counter-blocked her, and she's trying to tweet me? What the fuck?
Is that the time when we got you into the tiny chat and interrogated you for selling your soul to Chewbacca?
Yeah, well, on the flip side, no one who treats you is all that interesting, so.
Who the fuck is this crackhead?
I don't know. Is this guy having a stroke?
I have no idea. I'm just trying to wrap up the show here. Thank God there's only a little bit of time left. Oh, boys. I think Spyco's back. What's up, Spyco?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. What's on your mind? You have a question for the panel?
I don't know. I was curious why you just dropped my call and shit, you know.
I thought we were done.
Usually you put people on hold, you know, so that they continue to listen to your fucking show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. You just want to listen?
The protocol.
I'll just mute you and you can listen. Great. Wow. Well, you know, since we have such a wide and diverse panel and only a little over about 6 minutes to go, we should wind things up here and go around the room and say our final parting thoughts. Let's start with Anon Sicko, parting thoughts. Yeah.
No, just everyone have a good night. Be safe. Love you all. I'm getting married. Ha ha, you tell.
Congrats to Anon.
Make sure you have lots of babies.
Who else do we have here? Oh, DaFuck, final thoughts.
Sue Basco is a fucking fail troll. She needs to fuck off and die somewhere in a fire. Yeah. That's it. I know, it's profound, isn't it? Just fucking... Hey, actually, Vince, if you give me just a second, I've got to fucking make a screenshot of something.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like she just fucking tweeted to you, man. So give me just one second.
No, you're trolling. You made some shit up.
No, I am dead-ass fucking serious. I'll fucking drop this shit in the goddamn... The fucking chat right here. Here's your shit, man. There it is. There you go. Enjoy. From Sue Basco herself. Oh, and yeah, one last thing. I don't know how the fuck I could have ever forgotten this shit. Meeps is a shit. Fuck everyone else. Except for, you know, everyone who's going to be in that tiny chat here in a minute. And hopefully Danny's not passed out drunk.
Dude, this is an unreal tweet. Did she really write that?
That's what I'm seeing.
It says, Vincent the Bay, you're a horrible person, and you will never, and you don't ever need to talk about me again. I will sue you. And will is in capital letters.
Well, you gotta sue, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That's so not cool.
She's talking serious shit now, man.
Dude. I better not get a stalker of the week. I'll be pissed because I'm not stalking her at all. I go out of my way not to talk about her.
You fucking made a radio show. You made a radio show for her. For her. If you don't get stalker of the week, you have failed.
There's a stalker situation going on. It's going on you and not the other way around.
God.
Sue Basco is listening. I want you to know that Vince in the Bay is definitely stalking you. All he does is talk about you all the time. So please, make him the stalker award of the week.
I agree with Meeps.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'd be in good company, though. I'd be in good company. I appreciate that. Like when they made those retarded Twitter card things, like the Dungeons and Dragons bullshit.
Yeah, my Black Ninja.
I was flattered to be included. It some of those were lousy, I have to admit.
Ugh. Well, my Black Ninja's cards were funny and Shadow's were funny, but then apparently Commander X did his own and they were just made out of like old discarded smelly tuna cans. I don't know.
A day late and a dollar short.
It's he just copy pasted everybody else's anyway. He couldn't even come up with his own shit.
Yeah, copy pasta. So Meeps, do you have any final thoughts before we sign off tonight?
No, I'm not really in a talking mood.
Okay, neither am I. I'm ready to go. Let's see, who else do we have here? Shit, I don't even know who this is. Is Ronald Langford still here? We lost Ronald Langford. Okay, never mind. Caller, I don't even know who this is. It's unlabeled. Caller from the 502. Erica?
What is what's up? Huh? I don't know if fucking there's been an alien encounter or not based upon the meteorites that have been passing by the...
This guy sounds drunk.
I don't know, man.
I don't know if I can remember screening his call.
I think he was talking about the meteor impact in Russia and aliens.
Meteorite dude. Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah.
Where's Bruce Willis?
Something high intelligence than us has infiltrated lately because we need it.
I agree. Appreciate the call. Let's see. We got, quickly, another caller. Who is this?
Hey, guy. What's up?
Hey, guy. Who are you, and what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, like, pay attention to the Askia Sabor trial going on in Philly. I told you I was going to say hi. Hello. Everybody pay attention to police brutality. When things go down, ask yourself the question, is this really... what we're going to put up with the citizenry dealing with and their families and everybody else.
That's my final thought.
All right. I appreciate that final thought. And Nikki smokes a lot. Any parting words?
Pack your bong and meet me in the green room.
Oh, hey. All righty then. And last but certainly not Owlie, any final thoughts? Dark.
No.
What the fuck? All right.
Okay, that wraps it up, folks. Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate it. That was a fun time. Good free
so
ball.
It
was all over the place. And we're going to sign off. What kind of music do you like, Meeps?
Put me in the green room.
Holy balls.
Who wants to be in the green room?
Me.
Probably Owl.
Owl? Okay, Owl, you are now in the green room. I think Nikki wanted to be in the green room. So right now, Nikki and Al are in the green room. Anybody else want to go in the green room?
That's
Vince, why don't you put on that MDMT song that you really like?
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, man.
That was in heavy rotation in my iTunes for a long time. It's it's on a lot of my playlists.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that song. Here it is.
What happened?
Okay, we're back.
That was so hot.
Oh, my God, you girls.
Oh, my God,
so
I know, right?
Body.
So much better with three people.
Oh, yeah. I've never done it that way in the green room with two girls.
Oh, Allie, that thing that you did. Oh, I'll never forget it. That girl, you like that? Yes.
Oh,
I'm more than liked it. I've loved it.
God, you girls are so naughty. Wow.
So are you, Vince, you dirty boy.
I had to contribute some. Yeah.
Well, next time, spank me harder, okay? I like it rough every now and then. I've been a bad, bad girl. I deserve a hard spanking tonight.
Oh, yeah. So what we were talking about, a non-sicko says, if you tune into Vince in the Bay, I take no blame for the content or lack thereof on the show. He tweets this out while he's on my show. Essentially, he is the content of my show because he's called in and talks half the time. So he is to blame for the content of the show. And I don't really appreciate him trying to frame it as if he's not to blame.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he goes on to say, "It's almost over. I wouldn't waste your time. Thanks, though."
It's because my brother knows he's
boring. Every second of my show is precious. Okay. Even if you catch the last 5 minutes, you should in some way, shape, or form be entertained. If not, I'm not doing my job.
Oh, you do. I was entertained. What? I'm sorry, Ashley, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sexy.
No, it's okay, sexy girl. It's okay.
Oh, no, I want to hear your sexy voice talk.
Oh, yeah, let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
See, Vince, that's the voice I'm talking about. You're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
What
that voice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, baby.
It's like your after hours sexy voice.
I think it's just how I feel when I'm around you ladies.
Wait, what did he say?
The way he feels when he's around.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is the jam. What I'm talking about.
It's overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Adults only for the next 2 minutes, girls. So
are we triple X right now?
At this point in the program, we go from Free Ball Friday to Pantless Saturday. You know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
So just shimmy up those shorts or whatever. Shouldn't we be wearing panties because we have Free Ball Friday? But, yeah, just peel off that skirt or jeans or whatever it is. John Thiessen is listening still. Sorry, dude. This is content that you find offensive at all. I would suggest you just tune out. And also blame the non-sicko.
You can get yourself some lotion and some tissue and just sit back and enjoy it.
I ran out of tissue, so I just used a sock.
That's fine.
That's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Although sometimes I get caught off guard and it ends up all over my computer screen and keyboard.
It happens sometimes.
Actually, to be honest, several keys on my laptop are not functional because they were jammed with my love juice.
Are you serious?
I know the feeling. I mean,
I have to go to. I need to go. I'm kind of putting it off, but I really need to. It's going to be embarrassing, but I have to do it. I'm going to have to go into the the Genius Bar, and say, "Look, all right, check this out, dude. All right, I was watching some XXXBunker.com, and you know, Melena Morgan, you know what I'm
hot.
Saying? Very hot chick. You know, her and Brandy Love have the scene where they both have you know, multiple orgasms, and, you know, this chick, like, squirts and stuff. It's insane, man. I just exploded before I could even look up, and it got all over my keyboard. So, and ever since then, the R, T, and G keys are not functional.
That's awesome.
I don't think you have to, how do you know, like, are you sure they'll know what it is? Like, they might not know.
I'll just say, you know, I'm just going to say I spilled coffee on it. That's what I'm going to go
with. There you go. There you go. White coffee.
I was in the cafe. I spilled coffee on my laptop.
That's implausible, because if you dress like a hipster, they'll totally believe you.
What if they take it to a lab, though, and they inspect it and they go, sir, we found the problem, but it doesn't appear to be caused by any sort of corn syrup or sugar-based chemicals. They actually happen to be human bodily fluids. Dude, I'm telling you, it was a triple vanilla latte, soy, with foam.
I like how me and Nikki had nothing to say to that. We were just like, oh my god.
There's nothing to say. This is internet radio. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit.
Shit.
Okay, kiddos. I think it's time to shut this down. I need to.
It's only 11:13. Pussy shit.
It's 2:13.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. East Coaster.
Yeah,
you
know.
I'm
Ohio.
I'm going to be starting a sabbatical. I have a whole week of
off.
What's
a sabbatical?
I'm not going to be working for a week, so it's kind of like a vacation, but not really. But it is. But I'm going to turn it into one. I think I'm going to go on a road trip, take Vince and the Bay program on the road. It'll be Vince on the road instead of Vince
and then,
the Bay.
And then we can sit and I'll be like, yo.
Yeah, we can totally be like, yo.
Shut up, Vince.
Allie brings such an incredible dynamic to the program, Nikki. I don't know if this is probably the first time you've met her, but we're best friends now, apparently.
She
called my show about 4 days ago and said that we were best friends, and we pretty much have been best friends ever since.
Vince, you're a great friend to have. I know that I value our friendship. Very much.
What is this dynamic you speak of? What?
You're trying to,
I hate it when you get quiet like that. It's really... I don't...
Look, I'm a host. I host a show. I provide a forum, a platform, whatever you want to call it, a venue.
Why are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Then what are you saying?
All right, I'm just gonna shut up then. See, that's why.
No.
You ask why you hate it when I well, that's why, you know, I try to explain something, and then people just it's just not enough. It's just
please
never
don't shut
enough.
Up. Your voice is too sexy.
It's never enough. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You do have no. It's okay.
But it's not okay.
It is.
No, when a woman says no, it's okay. It's not
but,
okay.
No, Vince.
No, not really. It's fine.
No.
It's fine.
Sugar,
I didn't
sugar,
really
sugar,
want to go to the movies.
Vince,
it's fine.
Listen.
It's fine. What?
Listen, we went over this before. When I say I'm fine, that's owl language for I'm fine. It's okay. Like, it's cool. I'm not a girl. I'm an owl. So everything I say is literal, okay? So you can just...
I forget that. I lose sight of the fact that you're an owl, and it's just new. It's different for me. I'm not, you know, I've dealt with carrots. I've dealt with rabbits. I've dealt with angry Jews. So I've had quite diverse experience with different characters, but this is a new one. I think John Thiessen must still be listening. John Thiessen, if you're still listening, press the number 1 in the chat room. Oh, no, he's gone. He left the chat room. Never mind. Okay. We still have people listening. We still have people in the chat room. So should I have my way with you two again, or should
yes.
I just shut this
yes.
down?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Well, all right then.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nikki, I want you to bend over there. Spread your legs open.
Oh, you like the way I'm touching my toes?
Yeah, but you got to turn around so we can see your boobs hanging. And you like, give us a little wink. And Owly, I want you to do the same, but but look the other way. So your butts are like side by side. Yeah, that's nice right there. Like, it's almost like there's two little twin hearts right there. Smiling up. Oh, that's hot. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Sergio, are you getting this? Are you getting this on film?
It's still how hot.
Make love to the camera, ladies. Make love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, girl, you got a sweet pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just came. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay, so...
I bet you actually did.
What was that?
What?
What? What?
I didn't say anything.
Shit. Hey, Owly, what kind of music do you like?
All kinds of music. Like,
that narrows it down.
What? No, okay, alright, I know. It's really broad, but I'll listen to anything from, like, classical to, like, dubstep or country rock. I grew up with rock, so that's kind of...
Yeah, you requested System of a Down before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, Serge Tankian. Woof. That's the man.
Yeah. They rock. They're pretty.
And like Metallica and.
Metallica. You ever listen to Metallica with enhanced bass on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
You should tweet me a link.
Yeah, I'll find it. There's a great version of a couple of different. It's all Justice for All because. What they did is I think it's like Guitar Hero type thing or Garage Band type thing, but you do a Metallica song, and I guess there's a way to isolate tracks, and somebody, you know, some audiophile nerd, you know, multi-tracked everything and then bumped up the bass track, because if you listen to And Justice for All, there's no bass at all. Like it's like so low in the mix, it's like, why is it even there? But some guy was fucking around with the tracks from the video game, and he remixed it so you could hear the bass, and it sounds fucking pretty good. I thought I had it loaded up. Let me see if I have it loaded on. I don't know if I do though. Actually, you know what? I have it on my computer. I will upload it right now before the show's over. You like Metallica, though. What else?
Oh, yeah.
I think Metallica is a great choice. Vince, I'm going to go. My phone is about to die any second.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming out. Yeah. You know, Nikki.
It was wonderful.
Come
back sometime. Come back.
It's always great to hear.
Absolutely. I like Free Ball Friday.
Oh, yeah. And my free ball is like you on Friday.
I wish I could join you for Big Titty Tuesday, but...
Oh, we didn't have it this week. We had Tyrannical Tuesday.
Yeah, asshole.
That's a different story.
Canceled the best day of the week.
Thanks for the orgasms tonight, you guys.
You're welcome, girlfriend.
Sweet dreams.
Anytime.
Nice.
Hello?
There she goes. Nikki smokes a lot. No, yeah, we're still here. I'm trying to find the song. Metallica. I'm going to end with this, if I can find it. Metallica.
And Foo Fighters and Stone Temple Pilots and The Killers and
have you ever,
and Machine
have,
and what?
Have you ever seen the Foo Fighters Reverse Troll, the Westboro Baptist Church video?
No. What the hell?
Oh my God!
Oh,
okay, I'm gonna send it to you. You have to see it. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was, I'm surprised I don't have. Well, it doesn't make for good audio. I mean, it sounds good. It sounds good, but you have to see the video. It's all about the video. But essentially, what happens is, I think they're playing in Kansas City. Maybe the Foo Fighters were playing in Kansas City. I think one of the Foo Fighters is gay. Pat Smear, I think, is gay. And anyway, I don't know whether they're you know, it probably has nothing to do with Pat Smear. They probably don't even know that Pat Smear is gay. It's they, you know, usually these groups, these Jesus groups, they'll protest outside of any rock concert. This one just happened to be the Foo Fighters in Kansas City. And so the Westboro Baptist Church decided they were going to pick at the Foo Fighter concert. And Foo Fighters got wind of this, and so they decided, all right, let's get some cameras together. Let's find a flatbed truck, and let's get some costumes together and do a little reverse troll. And they dressed up like hillbillies and got the instruments up on this flatbed truck and drove it down the street and parked it right in the middle of the street, right in front of the protesters, in front of the venue. And essentially did like an impromptu little concert, mini concert. They did like, I think they did like one song. And it was, I don't know, some song with references to being gay and blah, blah, blah. And what's his name? The Fang Guy Fighters, Dave Grohl. He totally hams it up. It's beautiful. You would totally hate it. If you like Foo Fighters and hate Westboro Baptist Church, you'll love this video. I'll send it to you.
Yes, definitely. I want to see it.
That guy, Dave, is a really talented guy. He's like one of those people like Justin Timberlake. He can, just anything in the entertainment realm, he can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's great. Like, you know, both those guys are always good on Saturday Night Live when they do sketch and stuff.
What was that?
I think, what's his name? The guy from the Foo Fighters has a new documentary coming out.
Oh, really?
Or that just came out. Yeah, he said he's taking time off from the Foo Fighters to work on the release of this documentary. I think it was about an old recording studio that was celebrating, like, its, I don't know, 500th anniversary or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just more useless information, by all.
It's information that I'd rather hear over a lot of other stupid shit that I don't care about. This is, like, actually like this kind of stuff. Other information, I really don't care. But, yeah.
But you like Metallica, though. That's good. That's a good song.
Yeah.
You seen Metallica live?
No, I haven't. I've seen Alice in Chains live. Oh, what?
That's not the same thing.
No, I know, but I'm just saying who I've seen live and just know that.
Did you see Alice in Chains live with the original singer, Lane Stanley? Staley?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. And then I saw
Alice in Chains. The one and only time I... Oh, no. The first time I saw Alice in Chains, I think, was at Shoreline Amphitheater at Lollapalooza It was them and Primus and Arrested Development and Tool, Rage Against the Machine, The Breeders, Fishbone, all kinds of crazy peeps. It was awesome.
That's tight. I'm trying to think right. of what the scene. Call the Killers. And
I've seen the Killers. The Killers are good live.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Oh, my God, they're amazing. I've seen them.
That's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah? But they're awesome.
The guilty pleasures of mine are like the Killers, Maroon 5, sort of that poppy rock
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
You know what? And the Killers, and what album was it? I'm trying to think of the name of the album, but I think Brandon Flowers got like abducted by aliens or something.
Why?
I'm not even kidding from the stuff that he's saying. It's like the stuff, I'm trying to find the album. Oh, it was Day and Age. He talks, well, some of them seem like too obvious, but some of them he like sounds like he got abducted and he can like still like hear the aliens and shit. It's really like weird. I don't know. I think he
you
had
know,
an encounter.
Not even, he probably didn't even write half those lyrics. They always hire, you know, ghostwriters.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Oh, I didn't do it that bad. Okay. I was just looking at your Valentine's Day card thing that I did.
Oh, can you send that to me again? I couldn't find it. I lost it on my timeline. Can you send it to me again?
Well, because you don't like it, do you? You don't like it.
Oh,
like,
give me a break.
Copy.
Come on. I'm busy.
Sugar, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. You're doing a very fine job of it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm sending it to you right now. There, click.
Come on, I can't wait.
Oh, I forgot. I was going to tell you something really cool, and I forgot.
Go ahead. Tell me something cool right now.
I don't know. See, that voice. Freaking curve. What was I going to tell you? No, what was it? I'm thinking about it, and then I forgot. I, like, totally got off track.
That's okay. I get off track all the time. Have I ever told you about Zuzana?
Oh, God. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have. God damn it. I was going to tell you something. Ow, what the hell?
What were you going to tell me?
I don't know.
Did I throw you off by asking you if you wanted to hear about Zuzana?
Yes.
Would I throw you off if I told you about how I'm laid down on my bed with completely naked with a microphone rested on my chin and the cord of the microphone going down my chest over my belly and down into my my anal region where it is tickling my cornhole. Would that turn you on?
I'm so turned on. I think I came.
Oh, so did I. Oh man, was it as good for you as it was for me?
It was a magical moment.
It was, and we caught it We caught it on the radio.
So good for me. What?
We caught it on radio.
You always make this so magical for me.
No, it's you. Really, it's you. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be possible.
Oh, man.
There are two other people listening to us still.
They're probably like, oh, my God, this is so weird.
I bet you one of them is probably Spyco, and the other one is probably... all of Russell, or what I like to call him, Reaper League.
If it's Spyco, I love you.
Spyko, is that you? If that Spyko, to authorize, if that's you, press 1. Press 1 if that's Spyko working. But see, the thing is, it probably is Spyko, but he's... The thing is, he's lurking in like 100 other places, like 5 IRCs, 12 tiny chats, a bunch of forums and message boards, 4chan, 9gag. He's just all over the place. And he put, not to mention all his socks on Twitter. Uh-huh. You know, he probably can't even hear this.
What? Yeah, he can. He can hear everything.
Okay, honey. Okay, honey, what? we're gonna shut this thing down. I gotta go.
Oh, you called me, honey. Aww.
Is that acceptable?
Yes.
I got your picture, like, by the way. I got your picture, by the way. I'm going to, I'm gonna use it.
What? What?
I said I got your picture that you sent me.
Uh huh.
I will be using it.
Really?
Yeah, that'll be like in my slideshow. It's going to be everywhere.
Aww. I feel so... Oh, my gosh. Hey. People have been using it for like their Abbeys and their banners and stuff. And I'm like, aww. It's so nice.
Yeah, I could use it for an Abbey or a banner, actually. I'm tripping out on it. What's the, is that a street? Are you in the middle of the street at night taking a photograph? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Hmm.
I'm too poor to have a tripod, so I have to go the cheap way and, like, put my camera on a chair. And then I just kind of, like, look at myself in my little, like, there's, like, the screen that does a live view so I can look at myself moving around with the light and stuff, but I can't see it actually writing stuff because, you know, that process is in the camera, so I just have to kind of, like, estimate where it's going to come out. So, and I have really floppy arm writing. So I had to do, like, every picture you see, I probably did at least 5 times.
I think it looks cool. It looks kind of trippy.
Thanks.
It's like a hologram.
Yeah, there's some people who do really cool stuff. Like, they'll make little films out of their light painting and all that good stuff. I was gonna tell you something. I think I saw something today and it reminded me of you, and I completely forgot what it was.
A large penis.
No, but I did draw one of those in my Valentine's Day card. I'm trying to think about it. I don't know what it was. Do-do-do-do. Oh, dude, if there's
apocalypse?
No, when you bring somebody in when they're wanted and then they give you the money. What is that?
A bounty hunter?
Oh, bounty, yes. Okay, so there's a bounty for me. I'm going to bring you in and I'm going to be like, this is Meeps. And then she's going to give me money. She who shall not be named will give me money. And then I'll be like, later, bitch. And then I'm going to be like, pow, pow. And then I'll ride away on my horse.
Are you just going to leave me there?
Oh, no. I'll call in an evac for you.
Wait, I can't even jump on the back of your horse?
No. It's a tiny horse. It won't be able to hold the both of it.
Dude.
It's a pony. You can't get on. I can't handle you right now. Ow. But yeah.
You're an owl. You should be able to just fly.
You know, you would think so, but it takes a lot of, like, preparation. I gotta, like, preen my feathers and stuff. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm a human being.
Yay. Oh my god, I'm really frustrated. I'm trying to remember what I wanted to tell you. I don't know.
That you're bisexual.
Who told you that?
Well, it kind of seemed when you and Nikki seemed to get along just fine. I could have seen something happening there.
Timba, stop it.
Jim Bob? Did you just call your dog Jim Bob?
No. Simba. Simba. Like the lion. Simba.
Simba?
Simba.
Spell it.
Oh my god, who tweeted that? Sierra, India, Mike, Bravo, Alpha.
Simba.
Simba.
What are people tweeting?
Well, there's a picture of some chick peeing in a glass, and there's a box of Gorilla Munch in front of her, and I'm really... Oh, God. It's a girl with a fire crotch. I think Assert tweeted it. Yep, it was Assert. God. That was disturbing.
That sounds like ass hurt.
Yep. Bad. Blah. Dude, you know what you should do? You should start having, like... Well, I know you do, like, themes and nights and stuff, but you should, like... Stuff.
No, go ahead. I love brainstorming. Go ahead. What were you trying to say?
Well, I don't know how to put this because I don't want it to sound like stupid or anything. I don't know how to phrase it.
Just say it.
Like, okay. You know how sometimes when you're on the radio and or you're listening to the radio and they're like some guy like one of the DJs comes in, he's like, dude, you won't guess what just happened to me, and then he tells his little story, and they're like, oh, have you ever had this happen to you, or, you know, something like that, and then they say, call in and tell us your story about it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, I'm just trying to give you ideas, because, like, it makes me sad when people are like, all right, whatever, and then everyone gets quiet, and I'm like, no, because I don't want to keep talking, because my voice is really annoying, and I don't like talking a lot.
Your voice
is
fine.
Oh, what the hell? Have you ever heard of... What?
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say... What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just looking at something on YouTube. Go ahead. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
You know, we're still on the show.
Yes, I do.
Some people are going to actually download the podcast and listen to this.
Yes. Well, what did I do?
Nothing. That's the point.
I don't... Okay. Have you ever heard of the Devil's Carnival?
No.
You should... Actually, I'll send you a link.
Send me a link.
Okay, well, Terrence Zujinich is in it. Zujinich? Terrence, I don't know how to say his last name. Do you know any other languages besides English?
The language of love.
Besides that one.
I just tweeted you the link to the YouTube video where Foo Fighters counter troll Westboro Baptist.
Yay! Thank you. I will favorite that so I can watch it when I'm not on the show. Okay, we have 27-ish, right? Austin, I don't know what to talk about. Simba. Yeah. Why do you hate cats?
I don't hate cats.
Why do you hate cats?
I don't hate cats.
Then kittens?
I don't hate kittens either. I think they're adorable.
Then what? I thought you didn't. I'm confused. I thought bacon and cats. I don't.
Yeah, I don't like those memes.
Oh.
I don't like people.
Okay. Okay.
Exploiting those two things.
Okay, hear me out. Okay, there's given. There's some, actually a lot, that aren't even that funny, but there's a few that are actually really hilarious that make me.
Of course, there's a lot that are hilarious.
So, I mean, you can't, hate on all of them just because some of them suck. I want a tattoo. Well, another tattoo. Do you have any tattoos?
How many hours of productivity do you think have been lost by professionals wasting time on the internet creating LOL cat memes?
Not that long. Not that many.
I think it's one too many. If it's anything. I'm sorry. Did you have a question? What was the? Or can you repeat the question?
I was asking if you have any tattoos.
No tattoos.
Oh, I was like, oh, I want a tattoo, and I was like, wait, no, another tattoo. Yes.
If there was something that I was desperately wanting to have permanently inked on my body, and I was sure of it, I would totally do it. I have friends and have seen people that have amazing artwork done on their body.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not me. It's just not me.
Yeah.
Now, if there was something that I saw and said, oh my God, that needs to be on my body, then I'd do it. Then I would do it. But and if I did, I'd probably be discreet about it. But whatever. I'm just, it's whatever. Like, why do you not wear green V-neck cardigan sweaters?
Because that's weird.
That's just as weird as saying, why is it you don't drink alcohol?
How do you, okay, you know what? I do that.
I don't understand that question, too. Because I go through times where I just decide, I just don't want to drink alcohol. Like,
yeah,
I get hungover really easy. I don't like being I like being in control of my faculties. I don't mind being inebriated, but I don't want to get sick. I hate getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel bloated when I drink beer. So I will socially, in some instances, get some. Get like some whiskey or something, but that's about it. Maybe some, if I'm at a dinner party and get offered a glass of red wine, I'll hey, wine in Rome, whatever, c'est la vie. But still,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going out of my way for this.
Yeah. Gotcha.
What was the question?
I don't know. Guess how many tattoos I have. Wait, hold on. Let me count first. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Wait. Oh, crap. No. I think I missed one. Hold on. Wait. One. No, I have to. I think I'm missing one. Hold on. Oh my God, I'm missing a tattoo. Dude, I think I forgot. What? Okay, guess how many I have.
Zero.
No.
Seven.
Nope. Oh, I guess I didn't have that many. Yes.
Five.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Eight.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
No.
Ten.
No.
11?
No. Go down.
Nine.
Yes. I thought I had 10. I don't know where one went.
As in German? As in nun?
What?
Nine tattoos. Where the hell do you have all these tattoos at?
There's one on my ring finger. There's one on my foot. There's one on each thigh. There's two on the right side of my hip. There's one on the left side of my hip. There's one on my rib cage, and then there's one on my back, like my mid to lower back. But it's not a tramp stamp. Not.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not, because it's nowhere near my butt crack. Nowhere near. You can't even see it. Like, even if my shirt comes up, you can't see it. So it's on a tramp stamp.
What was the first one?
What? What?
The first one you said.
On my ring finger?
So are you married?
No, it's on my right ring finger.
That's not your ring finger, then.
Whatever. Ring finger on my right hand. Is the what are you supposed to call it? If it's not, what are you supposed to call it then? Every time you go quiet, I'm going to make an annoying noise. So, starting now. You can't do those awkward pauses.
It's called the non-ring finger.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, so I thought I had more. I really thought I had more than 10, or at least 10. Oh, no, I do have more. I forgot about them. I have two on my wrist, but I totally can't see them because they're in ultraviolet ink. So I totally forgot that I have them. So, yeah, I have 11.
Do you dye your hair?
I used to.
How long is your hair?
Too short.
Life is too short.
No, okay, my hair started out, like, down to my waist, and then I was getting really irritated because in college, like, all the sorority girls during rush week, they're like, oh, my God, you look just like us. You want to join our stupid sorority and buy your friends? And I'm like, no. And then they were like, oh, you look like you fit in. I'm like, all right. So they cut my hair.
Too short?
So then I cut it really short. You know Pink?
Yeah.
Yeah, like her. But I'm growing it out. So I can put it in like a small ponytail right now. Yeah.
Are you natural? Wait, are you naturally blonde or brunette?
I'm naturally blonde. Right now my roots are kind of dark because it's winter-ish and I haven't been out in the sun a lot, so it's darker than it usually is. But I am blonde. Vince?
Yeah.
No awkward pauses.
I'm listening to Too Short.
What? What?
Do you like Hi-Chew candy?
I like Hi-Chews. They're
good. Oh my God, mango Hi-Chew is like crack.
Really?
I can't stop eating them. Mmm, so good.
So, when you order hookers, do they pay you in haichu? Or, no, do you pay them in haichus? What would they pay you? Yeah. Do you pay them with haichus instead of money?
No.
Okay.
Keep the haichus for myself.
Okay.
I like melon. Okay. I like melon haichu.
Mm-hmm.
Grape. Grape's good.
Ew.
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 You don't like grape flavoring?
No. Tastes like medicine.
No, not this doesn't taste like medicine. It tastes good.
Blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. We gotta the BTR is gonna cut us off here, so
aww. It's only been 2 minutes. Oh wait, no. That's because I wasn't on the whole time. Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is give you one last opportunity to tell everybody who's listening to the podcast right now. There are two people listening, lurking in the shadows. Also, people that will listen to this in the archive, do you have any final words of wisdom that you would like to share with them or anything you want to promote?
I'm going to be taking over the world, so if you don't join me, I'm going to eat you live because I'm an owl. And anyone who joins will get free tacos as my minions, and I love you, and I love all the people that I know on here, like Chico and Ma and their future baby, and yeah.
You have our gratitude.
Ah! Yes.
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Please don't stop calling in.
Okay. Wait, can I have an intro song?
What do you want your intro song to be?
I want it to be Careless Whisper. Because Everyone who's known me for a really long time will know that it's me.
All right, you're going to have to, like, send me a direct message to remind
me
about that.
Okay, I will. I will. But can I really? Can I?
Yeah. I have it on the switchboard. Yeah. Let me find it. I'll play it for you.
Yes. Oh my god, I'm so excited because everyone knows it's my song.
Yep, here you go. Have a good night. Sweet dreams, baby.
Sweet dreams. Good night. Oh, you son of a bitch.
You mad, bro? I don't really have it on my board. You got to send me a DM to remind me.
I will. I'll do it. Right now. I will. You know the rules, and so do I. Asshole.
All right. Good night, everybody. I'll talk to you on Sunday night when we do the the week in review, the internet, this week in the internet. Be there for that. In the meantime, I'm going to hit the road, and I will talk to you on the flip side. Good night. Good morning. Whatever.
Come back.
Yes, if you said so, I better have to back my things and go.
Thank you, very nice.